Hello and welcome to a new edition of Rai Argentina to the World in English. We are the foreign service of Argentina's public national radio, and we broadcast via the shortwaves of WRMI, Miami Radio International. The frequency is 5800 kilohertz on the shortwaves. And you can also listen to our programs via rai.com.ar, our website, rai.com.ar. I also recommend you to check out our YouTube channel to discover content in 8 languages produced by the International Radio of Argentina. Our YouTube channel is Rai Argentina to the World. I'm Fernando Farias, and I'm bringing you this weekly edition of our program in English that I am producing in my home studio in central Buenos Aires, as Rai remains a station that operates remotely with everybody working from home because of COVID-19. 2021, as you know, is around the corner, and there have been very recently breakthroughs regarding vaccines. So, as many are starting to say, there may be a light at the end of the tunnel, and we are beginning to see the coming months with a little more optimism and with the hope of returning to some degree of normalcy, which in the case of Rai would involve, of course, going back to the studio, recording and producing and broadcasting from our studios in central Buenos Aires, and bringing you daily programs with daily news, as we've done forever, we've been always doing, rather than a weekly program. But for the time being, we remain bringing you programs which are more focused on features rather than current affairs, because we are bringing you weekly programs rather than Mondays through Fridays shows, which is what we usually do, or at least what we did until this pandemic began. Okay, folks, this week we are going to be sharing some music, and we're going to be listening to recordings of important bands, important foreign bands, mainly rock bands, that performed in Argentina and chose our country to record live albums. Over the past 20 years, Buenos Aires and Argentina in general, together with other Latin American destinations, became favorite spots for American, British, Australian bands that wanted to capture an ambience of fans going crazy with the music, because the crowds in concert here, in rock concerts, are very particular. And one of the first bands to notice this, if not the first, was Queen. Queen was one of the first bands, important mainstream global rock groups, to ever perform in South America. They included a South American leg in their world tour of 1980 and 1981. It was February 1981 when Queen came to Argentina. They gave concerts in Buenos Aires, Rosario and Mar del Plata, and they started inviting the audience and the fans singing there. So actually it was spontaneous, and then they started doing that with all of their shows, encouraging fans to sing along the songs and maybe at times taking the lead vocals. One of the first times that ever happened was with Love of My Life. This is Love of My Life.
Turned into a duet. That's the way we like it, I think.
Live in Argentina.
We'd like everybody to join in. It's a song called Love of My Life.
February 1981, Vélez Sarsfield Stadium, Queen in Argentina.
Ooh.
back. Don't take it away from me, because you don't know what it means to me.
Beautiful.
Been amazing to be there in that historic concert of Queen in Argentina. That what you just listened to was a live recording of Love of My Life in February 1981 in Vélez Sarsfield Stadium, Buenos Aires. My father was in that concert and he told me that it was incredible. It was amazing. And you could listen to the crowd singing a cappella, that's to say, even without the backing of a guitar, of Brian May's guitar, singing the lyrics perfectly, even though the lyrics are in English and not everybody speaks English. That quite surprised Freddie Mercury, Brian May, and the rest of the band. And it is said that this experience in Latin America inspired a subsequent song called Las Palabras de Amor, The Words of Love. And this gimmick of having the crowd singing parts of an acoustic version of Love of My Life was later made famous in Rock in Rio 4 years later in 1985. And of course, at that unforgettable concert of Wembley 1986. But the first time this happened was with this performance in Buenos Aires. And that's what we are doing today. We are going over famous recordings, famous performances of mainstream bands in Argentina. Bands that chose to include these recordings, these performances in live albums that were recorded in several cities, that included performances in several cities, or full albums, full live albums recorded in Buenos Aires. We'll get to that later. Now let's move on to the Rolling Stones, okay? The Rolling Stones came for the first time to Argentina in 1995, and it was a huge event, very, very big event, because, well, this is, for many, the biggest band in the world, and there are loads of fans of the Stones here in this country. 3 years after that first tenure, in which they offered five concerts, they came back in 1998 during the tour to support Bridges to Babylon. And it was quite an important and an unprecedented concert, the one they gave in Buenos Aires in 1998, because they performed together with Bob Dylan. That it was April, late March and April 1998. Well, this year, this 2020, the Stones released a live album called Bridges to Buenos Aires, which was recorded during those days, 1998, in the context of the Bridges to Babylon tour. This is Gimme Shelter, recorded at River Plate Stadium, 1998. Gives you the goosebumps, that vocal performance by the backing vocalist of the Stones back then, Lisa Fisher. Such a great song. And this is a recording of Gimme Shelter by the Rolling Stones in Buenos Aires in 1998. That's what we're doing today. We're going over famous performances of mainstream bands in Argentina that are included in live albums. And these bands, these artists, chose Argentina, Buenos Aires, for their live albums because of the craziness of the fans, the ambience. There is something special. I recommend you to go online and look for YouTube clips of famous bands performing in Argentina, or look for Argentine crowds, and you'll see it is something very special. People singing all of the lyrics, the guitar parts, the keyboard parts, jumping throughout the concert. But it also makes me a little bit sad, because who knows when we're gonna be able to be in a concert like that after COVID-19. Okay, that's Give Me Shelter. Let's move on to Metallica. Metallica performed for the first time in Argentina in 1993, May 1993. This is in Vélez Sarsfield Stadium, a song from their masterpiece, the Metallica album, also known as the Black Album. This is The Unforgiven, live in Buenos Aires, Vélez Sarsfield Stadium, May 1993. That's The Unforgiven by Metallica, live in Buenos Aires, May 1993, the first time they came. They will come several times afterwards. They even became infamous among Argentine fans for cancelling a concert in 2003, citing, I think the words they used was mental fatigue or something like that. We're going over recordings of mainstream bands in Buenos Aires during the performances in Buenos Aires or in Argentina, mainly in Buenos Aires, even though now Buenos Aires big stadiums are no longer used for massive stadiums. The La Plata Stadium, which is 50 kilometers from the capital, is mainly used. And for example, that's the one used by Coldplay a few years back for their concert here in Argentina. A concert which was recorded and made into a live album called Live in Buenos Aires, even though technically it's live in La Plata. This is Coldplay, Live in Argentina. The song's Viva la Vida. Well, you can listen to the crowd, how loud they are shouting, people going crazy. That's the ambience that foreign bands are impressed with, and they want to capture that in their recordings, that climate. And another band that included a recording of a live performance in Argentina, in which you can listen to the crowd very clearly, is Iron Maiden, that included this performance of Fear of the Dark in their Flight 666 album. You know, the album, which is also a film, a documentary. Listen to the people. That's Ferrocarril Stadium in early 2008. Iron Maiden live in Buenos Aires. Fear of the Dark. To confess, full disclosure here, I'm a huge Iron Maiden fan, and in my opinion, this is Argentine's favorite song from the Maiden catalog. Okay, we come in to the end of today's program of Rai Argentina to the World in English. As you have noticed, we're going over famous bands' performances in Argentina, and for the end, I'm saving the best. And the greatest badge of honor for Argentine rock fans is that AC/DC chose our country and our capital to record their historic live at River Plate Stadium, which was recorded in early December 2009. And with this, I'm going to leave you. Hell's Bells, AC/DC. All of these albums, all of these tracks are available on Spotify. They are official live albums from all of these bands, so you can check them out if you want. I'm Fernando Farias, and this was Rai Argentina to the World in English via WRMI and via rai.com.ar. Thank you for listening. Hasta la próxima.
Stick it to the right. Won't take no business. We'll stand out.